At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good evening. The show tonight begins in Yemen. The Houthis of North Yemen, some of the leadership has fled to Oman, expecting a counter from the U.S., having provoked it these last days and now boasting of firing drones and missiles at the Harry S. Truman and its escorts in the North Red Sea. The president has sent a warning to Houthis, stop or else. Well, here comes the else. Question is, will the U.S. take out the arsenals, which some have reported are buried deep in underground? They've been storing missiles and drones for quite some time, coming from Iran, perhaps manufactured in Yemen in the Houthi cities. In any event, the Houthis are now taking on the Trump administration. Bill Raggio, my colleague, speculates that perhaps they don't know this is a different president and a different motive. The Houthis have been warned, and now we'll see. Bill says the assumption is that the U.S. won't keep it up, just one off. Maybe. U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, everyone's ready to obey the president's direction to end the disruption of world shipping through the Red Sea, costing some fantastic amount of money and dislocating shipping lanes for the last year or more. Then David Daoud joins to talk about airstrikes in Hamas territory in Gaza. Some Hamas fighters were planting an IED in the roadway. Forgot my terminology from the Iraq War. And the drone took them out. Three KIA. They look to have been teenagers. That's what Hamas is said to be recruiting to fill its ranks, untrained teenagers. Massacre up against first-rate soldiers in the IDF and the drones of the IDF. Lebanon is reorganizing the Hezbollah, according to David Daoud, and there have been airstrikes there as well. They're not nearly what they were before, but they're looking to pop off some missiles to look like they're in the fight. Hezbollah. Comments by Malcolm Hohnlein about the fighting in Yemen against the Houthis, the fighting in Gaza against Hamas, the fighting in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Malcolm concentrates, however, on questions in Syria. Qatar is busy there, pouring money into the hands of the HTS, working with Turkey. Sinan Chidi of the FTD joins me later on to talk about how it is that HTS, Al-Qaeda, sponsored by Turkey's MIT, that's the state security, is linking up with Qatar and other bad actors because Iran is weakened by the war in Gaza. I understand it's Game of Thrones without borders. It gets messy, but I'm repeating what I've learned in these last hours. Strategic weapons, that's double talk for nuclear weapons, nuclear warheads on missiles or gravity bombs. I speak to Peter Husey about it. What I learn is that there's no clarity about who has launch command in the People's Republic of China. You would presume it would be Xi, but perhaps not, especially because Gordon Chang and I do a report about the number of missing military commanders at party functions. The head of the PLA, the head of the PLA police, the head commissar of the PLA, the head commissar of the PLA Navy. Why these are significant missing in action is because though they might have been charged by corruption, they were handpicked by Xi Jinping. So two possibilities. Are his handpicked choices being purged by someone else, or is he purging them because they're corrupt? Either is possible. In Time We'll Learn. Conversation with John Hardy about the Kursk salient collapse. The Ukrainians have withdrawn entirely from their ploy of changing the map to negotiate the peace, the ceasefire upcoming. In these next hours, we're told the president will be speaking with Vladimir Putin about a ceasefire, about a deal. The National Security Advisor, Mr. Walz, has warned the Kyiv government that there will be major concessions necessary to end this war, major territorial concessions, whatever that looks like. Donbass, remember, is not just Luhansk and Donetsk. It's also Kherson Oblast, Zaporizhia Oblast, and then there's Crimea. It is also Novorossiya, Odessa Oblast. Very unlikely that any of that will be given up, but I don't get ahead of it. Then a conversation with Lee Smith, the distinguished commentator and man who's written several books about the unfortunate activities of the Democratic Party to weaken Donald Trump after he was elected in 16, weaken him while he was in office, weaken him while he was in between being a president and now president again. Well, Lee has also written of the realists of foreign policy looking to join the Trump administration, though their opinions are at odds with Mr. Trump's foreign policy. Lee takes myself and Thaddeus McCotter on a trip into realism school, realists, who tend to be organized around two stories. One is China, good. The other is Israel, not good, says Lee Smith. Odd, very odd. But the hothouse of Washington turns up strange, strange opinions. I know they're not strange to Washington, just to me outside. I read too much history to think there's a villain. There are villains now and again, but mostly geography is destiny. We have two oceans, and it's made our lives very simple in North America. If you live anywhere on the great Eurasian world island, there is no barrier between you and bad actors come the millennium. Turkey. The Kurds shake hands with HTS. Very odd. So I bring on Sinan Çiğdem to explain. He does, but I'm still confused as to what Ankara gets out of shaking hands with former al-Qaeda bosses, except for the fact that they run them. So Ankara and HTS have now shaken hands with the Syrian Defense Force, which is Kurdish. The Kurds in Turkey are at odds with Erdogan's presidency. Erdogan wants the constitution changed so he can run again, continue in office. A perpetually elected president. He needs the Kurdish vote, Sinan tells me. I'm sure this all adds up, but right now it's odd, very odd. Strange bedfellows land. And then the New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo about Mr. Trump's administration sending trendy Aragua gangsters to El Salvador to be held by Bukele, the reelected and very popular president of El Salvador, the man who invested in Bitcoin when it was 20,000. Now it's in the 80s. Good for him. Maybe it's in the 90s again. I haven't looked recently. We also talk about Brazil and the huge turnout for Bolsonaro, who had a rally. He's charged with treason, attempted assassination, all kinds of fantastic ideas. Ernesto Araujo commented that perhaps it wasn't as big as he wanted, 500,000. Looked like a big crowd to me all along the beach in Rio de Janeiro. And Joseph Omar finally adds his trip to Colombia, especially along the Venezuela border where narco-terrorism is dominant. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.